Hello everyone, welcome to Ragadri, the Carnatic Music Gateway. As we are heading into the 24th episode of the podcast, let us begin with an amazing quote by Mother Teresa. Spread love everywhere you go. Let no one ever come back to you without leaving happier. That's a beautiful one, isn't it? Kindness is the basic human trait we all have in us. But due to the circumstances, we become tough and emotionless. Kindness, as a human attribute, is considered to be defined as being friendly and considerate about other people's emotions. Such a beautiful human tendency has been termed as being a weakness, while it can do magic in the real world. Giving out kindness is an interpersonal skill which requires immense courage and strength, and we are not here in this world to be competitive and selfish. Survival of the fittest, as Darwin puts in his theory, is more of positivity in the way we humans should sustain in the world. But the same term has been misinterpreted to look after ourselves and be inconsiderate about other human beings. As we are one of the biological creatures, we have patterns to be extremely social and caring. Such spreading of love and care to the world, especially at this tough time during a pandemic, not only helps in getting immense satisfaction, but also helps to strengthen our relationships as we share others' emotional loads. One act of kindness, by ditching our ego, can change another person's life forever. Be the one enlightening others' lives. On that note, we begin our 24th episode with an amazing composition of Muthuswami Dikshidhar, Geeti Chakrarata, in Raga Kannada, set to Mishra Chaputala, which is a tala of 7 beats. This composition is on Goddess Matangi, who is venerated as Shyamala Devi, according to Sri Kula tradition. She is considered to be the minister of Goddess Lalita. Goddess Matangi is represented as one of the goddesses of Dasha Mahavidya of Goddess Shakti. She is the 9th goddess of the Mahavidya, who is commonly referred to as Tantric Saraswati, who loves music and learning. She is the goddess of knowledge, speech, and arts, and she is the manifestation of Adi Shakti. Goddess Matangi appears in emerald green, which symbolizes deep knowledge, and her complexion is the color of Buddha, the planet Mercury, who is the presiding deity of knowledge. There are different forms of Matangi, of which one of the forms is associated with inauspiciousness in the society. This form of the goddess is named Uchishta Matangi. According to Shakti Sangama Tantra, Devi is said to be originated when Lord Shiva and Parvati were served with food by Lord Narayana and Goddess Mahalakshmi. When Lakshmi was serving food to Devi Parvati, it dropped on the floor. Devi Parvati took the dropped food and consumed it. Uchishta means polluted, from which Uchishta Matangi evolved. The second form of Matangi is the Chandalini Matangi. This form of Matangi is associated with Tantra. According to Pranatoshini Tantra, once Devi Parvati left Shiva to reside with her parents. Since Lord Shiva could not bear the pain of separation, he went to visit her in the form of an ornament maker and tested her fidelity. Parvati recognized the ornament maker as Shiva and promised him that she would accept his request. Later, Devi Parvati turned into a form of a huntress and neared Lord Shiva. Shiva, impressed by her beauty, turned into a form of a chandala and they made love. Parvati requested to make love in the form of chandala as this form of her should remain forever as Uchishta Chandalini. According to Brihat Tantrasara, the Dhyana Shloka describes the form of Uchishta Matangi, who is seated on a corpse wearing red garments and adorned with red jewelry and garland of gunja seeds. She carries with her a skull bow and a sword in both her hands and is offered with the leftovers as prasadam. The mantras from the Purushacharyar Nava and also Tantrasara describes Uchishta Matangi to be of light blue complexion, who adorns crescent moon on her forehead and carries a sword, a spur and a kadjan. The form of goddess Matangi as Raja Matangi is a well-known form where she represents goddess Saraswati by holding a veena and is often visualized with a parrot, which represents the ability to speak. She is the tantric form of Vagdevi. According to Purushacharyar Nava, Raja Matangi is described to be in green color, having long hair, adorned with jewels and garland of kadamba flowers. She is seated on an altar with two parrots representing the form of 64 arts. She plays the veena and she is bejeweled with shell-shaped earrings, as described in the text called Sharada Tilakam. According to Hindu mythology, Matangi Jayanti is celebrated on the third day of the month of Vaikashi during the Shukla Paksha. It is believed that those who worship the goddess are bestowed with all worldly pleasures. The devotees would get free from all the negativities and would attain excellence in music and other fine arts. This year, Matangi Jayanti is celebrated on 14th May. Mahavidyas represent goddess Adi Shakti as a primary divinity, which explains the concept of the origin of the world through women. This explains the principal representation of divinity and motherhood. She is the Prakriti and the Vikriti Swarupa, who resides in all lives, and she is the source of Shakti, making everything alive in the Srishti. Adi Shakti is inherent and also transcends everything. Her nature is way beyond our perception and she has no limitation. She is formless and her representation is a bindu of the Sri Chakra, which is the dimensionless point. This point represents the micro form, which is the yoni, womb, creator and receiver of the Srishti. The tantric form of her as bindu is the most sensitive one, which denotes the hidden and secret form required for being the source of the creation of the universe. Hence, the Mahavidya denotes Adi Shakti's immense energy, diverse principles and faculties responsible for the manifestation of the Srishti. In the Chamunda Tantra, there is a shloka that mentions the name of Dasha Mahavidya. The shloka is
Kali Tara Mahavidya Shodashi Bhuvaneshwari Bhairavi Chinnamasta cha Vidyadhumavati Tada बगला सिद्ध विद्या च मातंगी कमलात्मिका एतादश महाविद्या सिद्ध विद्या प्राकृतिता।
Mahavidya, or the great wisdom as we call it, is a group of 10 forms of Devi in the concept of Hindu Shaktism. There are 10 different forms of Adi Shakti, which are explained in Devi Bhagavata Purana in depth. This text has 12 skandhas with 318 chapters that explain the primary divinity of the goddess. The origin of Mahavidyas is explained in the Shakta Maha Bhagavata Purana, when Sati, who is the daughter of Daksha and the first wife of Lord Shiva, went to attend the yajna performed by her father, even after Lord Shiva denied her to attend. After the inefficacious attempts, enraged Sati decided to sacrifice her body and transformed into Dasha Mahavidyas. As per the followers of Mahavidya, one truth is interpreted in 10 different forms by worshipping the goddess as 10 cosmic personalities. The 10 cosmic forms are: Mahakali is the ultimate form of the Paramatma Swarupa, having a black complexion like that of Death Knight, and has 3 eyes representing the past, present and future. It is believed that her Swarupa as Kali first appears in the Mundaka Upanishad, where Kali is one of the 7 tongues of Agni. So Kali is the energy of fire, who has the power to transform the matter to energy, and she can also be attributed to the destructive characteristics of Agni, which dissolves the world back into the undifferentiated energy. The Devi Mahatmyam describes Kali's appearance as so terrific, with wide open eyes, long reddish tongue and complexion as dark as a death night. The shloka is:
Tadakopam chakaro chehi ambika tanarin prati कोपेन चास्य वदनं मशीवर्णमभूतदा ब्रुकुटे कुटिलतस्य ललाटपलकादधृतं कालीकरालवदना विनिष्क्रांतासि पाशिनी।
The second form is Tara, who is the goddess protecting the universe. She protects the universe by imparting the ultimate knowledge, which rescues from the vicious circle of birth and death. She is the goddess of energy, who offers the Shakti to the sun as well. Goddess Shakti is manifested as Tara when she took the form of a mother of Lord Shiva to heal him from the effects of Alakala poison during churning of the ocean. She is of light blue complexion, having 3 eyes denoting the past, present and future, with a snake coiled around her neck, and she holds a lotus on one hand and sword on the other. Shodashi is a goddess of beauty, also known as Tripura Sundari. She is seated on a golden throne and adorned with ornaments made of precious stones. She has a complexion like that of molten gold, and she is the head of Manidvipa, which is the supreme abode of Adishakti. Bhuvaneshwari is the mother of the world and personifies the entire Srishti. Her body represents the 14 lokas that constitute the entire cosmos. She is in the color of the rising sun and wears red and yellow garments. In her Saguna form, she is goddess Parvati. She has four arms, with two arms showing Abhaya and Varada Mudra, and the other two arms holding the kajal and nose. Bhairavi is a fierce and terrifying aspect of the Arupa Shakti, who is as fierce as the Kala Bhairava. She is of volcanic red complexion, who is also known as Chandi in the Durga Saptashati. As we continue, the other five forms of the Arupa goddess are: Chinnamasta is the self-decapitated goddess, also known as Prachanda Chandika. She is fearsome, who cuts her head to feed the thirst of two Rakshasis, Dakini and Varnini. Chinnamasta is in red as that of hibiscus and possesses the brightness of 1,000 suns. Dhumavati is the goddess of death, who is also referred to as the widow goddess. She is an old widow who is always hungry and thirsty, and generally she is attributed to inauspicious things. She is the most quarrelsome, and often she is compared to Alakshmi, Jyeshta and Niruti. She is an embodiment of negative qualities, and she is thin, unhealthy, with a smoky dark complexion. Bagalamukhi is the Devi Stambana, who captures and paralyzes the powers of enemies. She is of golden red complexion, who sits on a golden throne, which is in the midst of ocean, having yellow lotuses. Matangi is a goddess of knowledge, who is also referred to as Tantric Saraswati. She is the source of energy required for speech, knowledge, music and arts. She is the prime minister of Shodashi according to Sri Kula tradition. Kamalatmika is an embodiment of beauty, and she is considered to be the supreme form. She is the Tantric Lakshmi, who bestows good health and prosperity. She is of saffron complexion, who wears a red dress and is bejeweled with ornaments made of precious stones. She is seated on a lotus, and whose sadhana can be performed to attain good health and prosperity. According to Guhyati Guhya Tantra, once Lord Shiva explained the association of Dasha Mahavidyas to the Dasha Avataram of Lord Narayana. He further explained that the Dasha Mahavidyas are the source for the origin of Dasha Avataram. Dhumavati is a source of Matsya Avatar. Bagalamukhi is a source of Kurma Avatar. Bhairavi is a source of Varaha Avatar. Chinnamasta is a source of Narasimha Avatar. Lalita Sodashi is a source of Vamana Avatar. Matangi or Shyamala is a source of Parashurama Avatar. Tara is a source of Rama Avatar. Kamalatmika is a source of Balarama Avatar. Kali is a source of Krishna Avatar. And Bhuvaneshwari is a source for Kalki. These 10 forms of the goddess are worshipped and depicted in the Sri Chakra, where Tripura Sundari is considered as the Adi Shakti. Coming to the Raga, Kannada is the Janya of 29th Melakarta Shankara Bharanam, which suits the heart of the listeners. The scale is
Sa ga ma pa ma da ni sa da pa ma ga ma ri sa.
The placement of the swaram is Shadjam, Antara Gantaram, Shuddha Madhyamam, Panchamam, Chatushruti Daivatam, and Kakali Nishadam on the ascending scale, with the exclusion of Nishadam and inclusion of Chatushruti Rishabham in the descending scale. Let's explore the Kriti.
Giti chakra rayata stita ye guru guha nuta shamala ge namaste namaste amba giti chakra rayata shamalagi namaste namaste amba giti chakra rata stita agi guru guha nuta shamalagi giti chakra rata stita ye guru guha nuta shamalagi namaste namaste amba giti chakra stita ye. Gita amrita nandita ye girvana vandita ye Gita amrita nandita ye girvana vandita ye hata vishanga samukha ye krita lokopakara ye hata vishanga samukha ye krita lokopakara ye nata bhairavati senaye navanavamita banakaraye nata bhairavati senaye navanavamita banakaraye gamadabagamari sa sa sadanisa magamada gamadabagama dabagamari sa gamadanisa gamadabagamari sa sa sadanisa magamada gamada bagama tabagama risa gamada nisa sa sa magama risa sa sa nisa nisa dapoma nanisa magama risa nisa dapoma danisa dapagama dapagama risa giti chakra Ga ma da ba ga ma ri sa 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 da ni sa ma ga ma da ga ma da ba ga ma da ba ga ma ri sa ga ma da ni sa 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 ma ga ma ri sa 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 ni sa ni sa da ba ma da ni sa ma ga ma ri sa ni ni sa da ba ma da ni sa da ba ga ma ri sa gi ti cha kra ra ta stita ye guru guha nu da sha
Let's explore the meaning of the composition. Pallavi, Geeti Chakra, Ratha, Stithayai, Guru Guha, Nuta, Shyamalangi, Namaste, Namaste. Meaning, I salute and worship Goddess Matangi or Shyamala repeatedly, who is the mother of Guru Guha and who resides on the Geya Chakra Ratha. Anupallavi, Geeta Amrita Nanditayai, Girvana Vanditayai, Hata Vishanga Samuhayai, Krita Loka Upakarayai, Nata Bhairava Adisenayai, Nava Nava Vita Bhana Karayai. Meaning, Goddess Matangi, who gets delighted with music, is saluted by all the gods and also protected the world by slaying the demon Vishanga. She, who has a huge army that includes a saluting Bhairava, holds different kinds of arrows in her hands. Such a beautiful composition, isn't it? This Kriti forms a part of the fourth Vibhakti, and Muthuswami Dikshidhar addresses Goddess Matangi as Mantrini and Shyamala, and she is the minister of Tripura Sundari. Goddess Mantrini dwells on the Geeti Chakra Ratha, which is mentioned in the Lalita Sahasranama. Geeti Chakra Ratha in the Kriti is the Geya Chakra Ratha mentioned in the Sahasranama. The shloka is
Chakra Raja Ratha Rooda Sarva Yudha Parishkrita Geya Chakra Ratha Rooda Mantrini Parisevita Kiri Chakra Ratha Rooda Dandanata Puraskrita Jwala Malini Kakshipta Vakni Prakara Madhyaga
On that note, we come to the end of 24th episode. Stay tuned to Ragadri, the Carnatic Music Gateway. This is Jay Shree signing off. Meet you all in the next episode. Until then, take care and stay safe.